We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All fired up on a Friday Eve edition of the show. Great to be here with you guys, rolling on until 7 p.m. Really excited. Look, we have a couple more days left of this, and I think we're still going to do some things on our on all of our platforms, ESPN Upstate Facebook, ESPN Upstate Twitter, ESPNUpstate.com after this. But we've been doing these interviews each and every day. They've been a ton of fun, and if I'm honest with you, especially this week, I feel like these are the segments that prevent me, Lonzo, from having a cardiac event. They've offered a nice reprieve from all of the other hotly contested topics that we have been banting about on over the course of this particular week. We've got a wonderful guest on the line for you right now, and this is the Senior Sports Spotlight for the day. All right, Katarina Hendricks is graduating from Dorman High School. She's been a member of the Dorman cross country and track programs beginning her seventh grade year. She ran on the varsity team for both programs for her entire career. She was All-State in cross country four times, a Spartanburg County champion, a six-time All-County recipient in cross country, first team All-Area for 6 years, All-Region for 6 years. Katarina was the Spartanburg Herald Journal Runner of the Year and an All-Area Academic Selection. Her team won four region titles, six county titles, and a state title during her 6 years. Katarina Hendricks is a boss, folks. Her team never finished out of the top four in the state during her 6 years, and she was a team captain for 3 years. She was also named an SCHSL, South Carolina High School League, I'm taking it, scholar athlete for the 2019-2020 season. She has multiple awards for All-State, All-Region, and All-County in track, and she was named the most valuable runner at the 2019 county meet. She'll continue her running at the University of South Carolina. Katarina Hendricks joins us right now on the line. Katarina, wow, I don't have that resume, and I'm 43. Are you 18 and you have that resume? Congratulations. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So you're going to continue your running at the University of South Carolina. Did you receive a scholarship to University of South Carolina for that?
So actually, I was just offered a spot on the team, and I'm not quite sure actually how much money, but I have not finalized that yet.
You have not, but it's going to happen, and that is really, really exciting. So are you going to do track and field as well, or just cross country at South Carolina?
Yes, sir. I will be doing both.
Both track and field and cross country. What event, Katarina, is your forte?
Usually I like the 3200 and the 1600 as well as the 4x8. So mainly in the more of the mid distance and the long distance range.
I got some news for you, Katarina. I ran the 4x8 in high school. So we went to districts in Florida. Our 4x8 team made it to district. We did not make it to state. But I was on the 4x8 team back in the day, and I love that race. Now, that is the shortest distance that you run when you include your 1600, your 3200, mm-hmm. and your cross country. What event is your favorite?
I love the 4x8 because of the team aspect and you're all running together. But I would say my most successful was the 2 mile all throughout high school. And so that was pretty fun.
What is your time for the 2 mile?
I believe it's 11:23.
11:23. Okay, Katarina, let's place a gentleman's bet here. Okay, you can run 2 miles. You can run 2 miles in 11:23. I'm betting you that neither myself nor my producer can run 1 mile in 11:23. Do you accept that bet? Do you take that? Do you believe that?
Yes, sure.
That is so super fast. That is incredible. When I ran I ran the 800. My 800 time, Katarina, was 2:13. I wasn't a mile runner.
Wow.
I was kind of like is that good? 2:13?
800? I mean, that's not bad.
That's not bad, right? It's not great, but it's
For
not
girls,
bad.
Girls, that's really good. But guys, wow, there's some guys I can go sub to, or there's a lot of guys.
I have a feeling my producer's going to use that audio clip against me right there. I just have a feeling that's going to be
I already marked it down, absolutely.
Yeah, he already marked it down. There you go. So I'm looking at your resume here, Katarina, and it's really, really impressive. What was your best sports memory at Dorman High School?
I would definitely say winning the state championship with my team. We had worked
fantastic.
A long time. Yes. It wasn't until it was last year. So that was my fifth year running. And wow, it was a great weekend. It's definitely one that I'll remember forever.
That is fantastic. That is absolutely fantastic. Now, you have to let me know how this works. How is it that you were on the 6-time all county cross country team? How does that work that way? Do you go to Dorman High School like in 7th grade and 8th grade?
So for Dorman, you can start running in 7th grade. And so I started running for the high school in 7th grade, even though it was a middle school. It's not part of Dorman. And so I just placed, I think it's top 11 in county. So I placed that every single year I ran.
That is fantastic. That is really, really cool. Why South Carolina for you? A lot of Clemson fans are telling me to ask you why South Carolina.
So I actually toured both places and I just really enjoyed the city aspect and I loved the campus and the girls on the team were super nice and the coach gave me some time, really hard times to hit this year, and I just knew it would really be a place where I could grow as a runner and as a person. So
growing up, were you a Clemson fan? Were you a South Carolina fan? Were you a fan of neither?
So I was actually a Carolina fan, and my brother was a Clemson fan. So it was kind of a little bit of both.
What would happen let's say we rewind this 6 months, and you're a Carolina fan? What happens if Clemson offers you a full ride? Do you go?
I have not actually thought about that, but I think I would stay at Carolina. I really like it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I was a Florida State fan throughout high school, and the reason was I had some really obnoxious neighbors across the street that had like a Gator RV, and I just wanted the Gators to lose every single game. And I didn't like their coach at the time, Steve Spurrier. And then for what I wanted to do, which was this, Florida had a much better school. And so I had this decision to make. I got into the music department at Florida State, got into the broadcasting school at Florida. Which one did I want to do? And I actually went across party lines and went to Florida despite that, right? So my whole freshman year, Katarina, my whole freshman year, I found it really tough to root for the Gators because I'd been rooting against them for 5 years.
I bet.
So you probably did the smart thing there. I think you definitely did the smart thing. Katarina, can you talk to us about what you missed out on, what you didn't get to complete, what the hardest part about the pandemic has been for you?
Yes. So actually this year we came off a pretty strong cross-country season. And this year we had a solid group of 5 girls that were running really well this year. Actually, our last meet before all of this started, we had all 5 of us almost under 5:30 in the mile. And so we were really excited about that. And just, I guess I would say it being our senior year, it was pretty hard to not have your last meet, your last practice, like your last state championship. And also, I was training really hard to set those times. And so this year definitely would have been my best year out of all my 6 years. So that kind of was devastating, but I know that there's better plans in the future.
Yeah, I hate what I hate what's been taken away from you guys. It really, really bothers me. Have you, how's your mood been during this time? Have you felt down? Have you felt depressed? Have you felt positive? Have you felt hopeful? How are you doing in general?
I'm good. At first, when it all started, I was on like false hope. I was like, oh, we're still going to have a season. This is all going to be over in 2 weeks. And then once I realized when the NCAA canceled their season, I was like, oh, this is really bad. And then obviously all the stuff on the news, and that was pretty devastating. There was a few weeks where it was like you trained this hard for nothing and everything kept getting canceled. And then I was like, oh, what are we going to do about college next year? So that sucked, not going to lie. And then once I started just keeping up my training to get a spot on the team, it got better. And then once stuff started opening up and some of the cases started going down, and our team really just, we tried to look at the positive sides. And so that helped a lot.
Katarina Hendricks is our senior sports spotlight superstar of the day. Went to Dorman High School. What are your career interests, Katarina?
So I plan to major in exercise science to become a PA, which is a physician's assistant.
And what about that appeals to you?
I've always wanted to do something in the medical field. I just really like helping out people, and I love chemistry and biology. And so I plan to help out little kids one day, or assist a doctor in the OR or something like that.
That is really, really neat. That is really neat. That sounds like a really cool thing. What about running in the Olympics? What do you say?
That would be awesome. That would definitely be awesome.
Would you like to keep this going until you maybe get to that point?
If it works out, I plan to, I don't know, it just kind of depends with college, balancing school as well as running. But if I get the opportunity, I definitely will take it.
You know, I'll tell you, Katarina, your level of performance, every senior sports spotlight student that we've had on has had an unbelievable resume, an unbelievable character that we've heard, and accomplishments. I get the sense that your level of athletic performance is a little bit higher than most others we've seen, given the times that you shared with me, given your continuing to run with South Carolina. I'm really, really excited for you. So when people say to you, and I've heard this a lot, like, why would you run? Like, the events that you run, Katarina, are painful. Right, it's painful to train for cross country. It's really hard on your body. You've never been more exhausted than when you've run 5 miles on a 95 degree day. Like, why put your body through that, Katarina?
Yes, I get that question all the time, and honestly, some days I ask myself that as well. But I honestly just started running at a young age, and it just kind of came easy to me, and it was just something that I clicked with, and I think the cross-country team atmosphere is really great, and I've met some of my best friends that I will carry with me throughout the rest of my life, and then just running with them makes it even better, and there are plenty of races where I felt just terrible, like, why am I doing this for fun? But then the feeling you have after of accomplishment and just success is unexplainable.
Katarina Hendricks starred at Dorman High School, won a state championship, and will continue her track and field and cross-country career at the University of South Carolina. Can you do me a favor, Katarina? You guys are USC. Let's get rid of this U of SC stuff, okay? You don't need to take a backseat to any SC, okay? Do you agree with that?
Yes, sir.
You agree with that? What do you think?
Yes.
Okay.
I agree with you.
It's so awesome to have you on, Katarina. We wish you the best moving forward, and we look forward to following your career here and your next steps, all right?
Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. Katarina Hendricks, our senior sports spotlight, spotlights her today. What a story. What a person. What a career. All right. Coming up next, you know, I share with you guys that this show is a forum for all viewpoints and all beliefs. And the proof of that is our next guest, who you hear a lot during football season, college football season, Pops, Tim Frisbee, from the University of South Carolina, played under Lou Holtz and Steve Spurrier. Tim Frisbee feels completely and totally differently than I do about the Drew Brees situation, and we'll hash that out next here on Offsides. We are ESPN Upstate.
You know what? If you're like me, you like to save money. And I don't know anyone who doesn't like to save money. Let me help you save money on weight loss. You need to lose weight. I know you do. You know you do. Your family knows you do. And your family especially knows it because they want to keep you around. If you have a ton of belly fat, it's going to take years off your life. You need to get rid of that. Well, I can help you save money in a couple different ways with the Health Dare. First of all, the Health Dare is going to get you healthy at a cellular level, and you're going to feel great. You're going to look great. You're going to have a ton of energy. You will feel better than you ever have in your entire life. And here's how you save money. Well, if you're overweight, you know about spending money on medication, whether it be for type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, maybe high cholesterol. In my case, I had to pay for gout medication, had to pay for a CPAP machine. I don't need any of that stuff anymore. I was able to get rid of it, and I want you to be able to do the same thing, because if you lose that weight, you're going to lose the need for the majority of that stuff. And the Health Dare has a plan for you, and that's just it. It's a plan. It's not a diet. They will put this plan in front of you. You'll look at it, and you'll say, yeah, I can do that. You know why? Because you can. And you will have that plan for life. Once you learn it, you'll always know it. And the Health Dare has a cool thing going on. It's buy one, get one free. That means you don't have to do this by yourself. You can bring in a spouse, bring in a buddy from work, bring in a cousin. You guys come into the Health Dare. You pay half, they pay half. You both get a program, and you got someone to lose weight with. And that's exactly what you're going to do with the Health Dare. And it's so easy to get started. All you need to do is go to idareme.com. Fill out some information, and one of the Health Dare coaches will bring you in for a free consultation. Get you on the way to losing that weight. Don't forget, buy one, get one free. Go to idareme.com today, and when you're there, make sure you tell them that Lonzo dared you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country. Let me just tell you what I see or what I feel when the national anthem is played and when I look at the flag of the United States. I envision my two grandfathers who fought for this country during World War II, one in the Army and one in the Marine Corps, both risking their lives to protect our country and to try to make our country and this world a better place. So every time I stand with my hand over my heart, looking at that flag and singing the national anthem, that's what I think about. And in many cases, it brings me to tears thinking about all that has been sacrificed, not just those in the military, but for that matter, those throughout the civil rights movements of the 60s, and everyone and all that has been endured by so many people up until this point. And is everything right with our country right now? No, it's not. We still have a long way to go. But I think what you do by standing there and showing respect to the flag with your hand over your heart is it shows unity. It shows that we are all in this together. We can all do better, and that we are all part of the solution.
And for that, we have barbecued this good man for the last 24 freaking hours. That's what we've done for the last 24 hours. This is a guy who's donated $5 million in New Orleans to COVID research. This is a guy who has built gyms in football fields at minority schools in the New Orleans area. This is a guy that has done more for minorities and the underprivileged than anybody you and I know. All right, and we barbecued him for the last 24 hours because to him, it is a sign of respect to stand for the national anthem. I don't get it, but what we do here on this show, we welcome all viewpoints. We really, really do. And right now, we welcome on Tim Frisbee. You know him as Pops. He's been on The Late Show with Jay Leno. He's been on David Letterman. He played for Lou Holtz. He played for Steve Spurrier, was a walk-on at South Carolina, and gained national acclaim for being a 40-year-old walk-on. All right? And he's become a friend of the show, and we have him on each week during South Carolina's football season. Tim Frisbee joins us right now. Tim, you heard my take. I have a real problem with people using their platforms to say what they believe and then just absolutely getting thrown under the bus. Why am I off base here? Why am I wrong?
Well, hey, good. Nice to talk with you, Mark. It's been a while.
Sure.
But, you know, and I think you're not wrong. You definitely, you know, you have your opinions towards the matter. And Breeze has his opinions towards the matter. I think from my point of view and what I had posted, what I had tweeted out earlier in the day based on hearing his statements was that sometimes, you know, you have a level of responsibility when you're a star, you have a certain platform, you have there's something that you take with you that other people listen to when you speak. And my point was that as a veteran, he's not speaking for all the veterans, and maybe that wasn't his intent. You know, there's a long history of protests in this nation. You know, you go back to Jackie Robinson, who kind of had the same opinions on the matter as Colin Kaepernick had. You have Jim Brown, you Bill Russell, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, so on and so forth, Tommy Smith, John Carlos in the 68 Olympics. So, you know, there's other viewpoints as to, you know, what kneeling or protesting during the national anthem meant. And I think that he kind of co-opted a little bit. He kind of co-opted the veteran part of it a little bit by making his statement. You know, and my statement simply was that, you know, all veterans don't agree with that standpoint. I mean, a lot of us, you know, we raised our right hand and, you know, pledged to defend the Constitution. That so you would have your rights to do that, you know, what Colin Kaepernick did. So, you know, that was kind of my viewpoint on it.
Tim Frisbee tweeted earlier today, Drew Brees is wrong, and once again, he is promoting a false narrative. Kaepernick's protest had and has nothing to do with disrespecting the American flag any more than John Carlos and Tommy Smith's protest did in 1968. Hashtag injustice, hashtag discrimination. Here's what I would say, Tim. I grew the school that I grew up going to, you got sent to the office if you didn't stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, okay? Whenever you were at an athletic event and they played the national anthem, if you were distracted and weren't paying attention, everyone around you told you to stand. We don't change what we've learned over the course of our whole lives because Colin Kaepernick and a movement wants to kneel. I choose to stand for the national anthem. I respect Colin Kaepernick's right to kneel, and I respect Drew Brees' opinion that to him, he would feel like he's disrespecting the flag if he knelt. Tim, I would feel like I was disrespecting the country if I knelt. That's just how I feel, Tim.
Yes, and you have your right to your opinion on that. Like I said, I think, you know, in this case, you know, history has proved out. It has a way of kind of exonerating, at the moment, in the moment, people didn't like Jackie Robinson for saying what he said. People didn't like Muhammad Ali for making the stand he did. Definitely didn't like Tommy Smith and John Carlos for the stand they made during the 68 Olympics. But sometimes things are bigger than the moment. And, it wasn't liked at the moment. It wasn't liked in the short history after that. But history kind of exonerated him over time and said they were on the kind of on the right side of history. So I think that's more of my point. Again, I think he definitely had to, he has the right to say what he said. A lot of it boils down to a matter of bad timing with what's going on now. Don't know how, it came about, and probably he answered a reporter or something without maybe fully thinking through it, or maybe he did. But, that was just my opinion on it.
Tim Frisby here joining us on the show. You know, Tim, we have seen a movement this week where a lot of people are putting black squares on Facebook, on Twitter. It's not that I have a problem with posting a black square in any way, shape, or form. I, too, stand against police brutality. You don't know this about me, Tim, but I have been the victim of police abuse in my life. I just feel like a lot of these people that are posting this black square are doing this because they feel some sort of societal pressure and they don't really do anything to enact change. I feel like I don't need to post a black square because I feel like what this should be about is about action. All right. My producer and I were arguing about this yesterday. He said it begins and ends with prayer. I said it begins with prayer. But what we need here is action. We each and every one of us, Tim, has to look at ourselves in the mirror and ask what we can do to better this situation for society. I think there is I think the reason why we've seen all of the looting and the burning and the violence to go along with the peaceful protests that we've seen, which I have no problem with, is that people don't trust that justice will be served. So how do we get to that place, Tim? What do we have to do now?
Well, number one, you're absolutely correct. It needs to be action. It's been enough lip service, enough talk, over the decades about what needs to happen without it happening. And it starts with being informed on what's going on in the first place. Because, again, like you said, with the black squares and stuff, the original intent on that was not what people were doing. We're posting the black squares and kind of muting theirself for the day, not posting anything else. And that wasn't the intent. The intent was, to bring notice, to the struggle, but to go ahead and, again, take some action and inform people and be informative and let people learn so you're not operating on from a standpoint of ignorance. So I think we have to, have to study up. We have to kind of learn what's going on, learn what our elected officials are doing to drive the process forward, and just, like I said, be totally informed of what's going on so that we can finally make progress instead of just spinning our tires.
So I have an idea, Tim, that I'd like to bounce off you. I think we need a national association of police officers, of a national association of the police. I think there needs to be a database that looks at police behavior across America. 18 times last year, Minnesota police officers were in the report. There were discussions of inappropriate force using knees on people's backs when they were face down and on their necks. That happened 18 times last year, Tim. To me, that makes it obvious that is being taught as a form of restraint there. Now, I think that officer who did that to poor George Floyd was an incredibly ugly and awful human being. At the same token, it's obvious to me that this horrible maneuver has been taught in their precincts. And I think if you had a national association where there's a database and we can kind of see the report card, A, B, C, D, F, for every officer, you have a rapid-fire way of removing the bad officers through this national agency. Is that a good or a bad idea to you? Would that be a positive step in the right direction?
Well, it's a positive step. It's part of a solution. Also, these officers, they need to be, as you saw, 3-4 officers standing off watching what was going on. These officers need to be able to police themselves also. You know, I've obviously, being a member of the military, police tends to work a little different. Like, the military kind of policed itself. If something was going on, people reported it for the most part, or people made corrections on the spot. And that does, it seems more of cover-ups happening on the police side, where these not only was the chokehold illegal or the kneeling illegal, but it was kind of accepted by by the other officers in the situation. So somebody needs to step up and speak out when something's going on. You know, I know there's some ramifications and stuff to that, but I think the more it happens, the less that will happen, because people will realize they're being policed from within.
Yeah, no, I think that's a really good point as well, Tim. As an African American who did an amazing job serving our country as you did, what is your primary emotion as you're seeing what's going on since Memorial Day? What, when you're watching TV, when you're seeing these images, when you're seeing what's going on social media, what are you thinking? What are you feeling?
Right. Well, I think you hit on it, is that people are kind of enough is enough. They want some type of action, some type of dialogue, narrative going forward on and concrete solutions, not just talk. And I think, you know, going into an election cycle, going into election year, you may be able to hold some people's feet to the fire on some of this, because, you know, having to fulfill election promises and stuff like that. But it needs to be across the board, though, both sides of the aisle, people agreeing on this so that you can move legislation forward and not just somebody feeling they're pressured to do something. So this needs, and I think the country's getting it. You know, you see a lot of protesters out there, very diverse, across the board, and you know, people are finally getting it and seeing that the change has to be made.
Why are we, Tim? Why is the social media culture? Why is it to go after everybody mafia style? It feels to me right now like there's pressure on all of us to say something, but then when we do say something, it's not good enough. You know, like we've heard Stephen A. Smith say, if you're silent, you're compliant. Well, I hate what I'm seeing. I hate what happened to George Floyd. I hate that was a restraint method taught in Minneapolis. I hate that our brothers and sisters in the United States of America are not receiving justice, and that these hate crimes continue to happen. All right. I feel so strongly about all of that. But I feel like, Tim, right now, that no matter what I say, it's going to be parsed and it's not going to be good enough.
Well, you know, and that is part of the problem with social media, because, again, you're limited in context to in what you're saying a lot of times. And it's things can be taken out of context, and, words can be twisted. So it is a slippery slope there. But we got to figure out a way to again, like you said, use it for more good than, like you said, tearing down people. Got to work together on this. Is the only way it gets done is to work together and build a coalition to get a narrative and legislation going.
Tim, you are known as Pops, so I'm going to ask some advice to Pops right now. Is that okay?
That's
fine. Can we
fine.
Do that? Okay.
Yes.
During this interview, I'm getting the following tweets from somebody, a Twitter follower named Real Talk, @real_talkin. And he says, wow, really, Mark, you think it's nothing wrong with what Drew Brees said? Wow, you are no different than the rest of them. My grandpa fought in World War II and also got treated with hate when he came home. So F Drew and F you. He continues, people like you need to post a red square, redneck MFer. if one thing is happening, it's making white trash like you show your true colors. People like you, Drew Brees, and real Donald Trump are what's wrong with this country. That's what's coming at me right now during this interview, Tim. How do you respond to that?
Well, again, we don't know enough about people is part of the problem here. You know, we're kind of painting people into corners, off into their own camps, and we have to get away from that. People need to start listening to each other again, actually listening to what's being said, and form not only opinions but form facts and stuff from that instead of these constant attacks. The only way it's going to get done, only way it's going to get better. But again, you also have to speak up. I think just like you talked about, your words are going to get parsed and put into a different context, but still that can't keep you from speaking up. So you're just going to have to speak up, sometimes grow a little bit of a thicker skin and, kind of let that wash off you. But it's only going to happen if it works together. It's not attacking each other. It's not going to work that way.
Tim Frisby, you know him as Pops, walked on to the University of South Carolina at the age of 40, played for Lou Holtz, played for Steve Spurrier, served our country, and has been on Jay Leno and Late Night with David Letterman as well with his amazing story. Tim, always great to catch up with you, man. Listen, I appreciate very, very much the dialogue I have appreciated since you and I have spoken. We haven't always seen eye to eye, but you've always come on the show. We've always had open and honest communication. And that to me, not these tweets that I'm getting from Real Talk, but I think open and honest communication is how we move forward as a society in just listening to people, listening to my viewpoint, listening to your viewpoint. I feel like that's how we make progress. Tim, thank you so very much, as always, for your time. Great to talk to you. We look forward to doing it more once we get closer to football season, all right?
Absolutely. Stay healthy and stay safe.
Thank you so much. Tim Frisby, Pops, here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate. Yeah, I mean, so we just received on social media exactly what I'm talking about, right? Exactly what I'm talking about. Like, as soon as we hear something now that we don't like the way it sounds, we barbecue people. We absolutely condemn them. We don't bother to listen anymore. We don't bother to hear the entire thing. And for this reason, I don't put my viewpoint on this on social media because I have no desire to be lobbing grenades and receiving grenades for the next 24 hours. In this format, I have the ability to share with you in its entirety my beliefs and hear your beliefs, all right?
You know, I hate to make light of the situation, but we need a little levity, comedy, whatever. I've been sitting here trying to figure out what makes Mark Ryan a redneck, and I cannot come up with any redneck traits that Mark Ryan has. And I'm curious, text line 71307, what makes Mark Ryan a redneck? Because I can't come up with anything. And I'm trying really, really hard, and there's just nothing there.
I might be a redneck if ... I have been called a lot of things, Lonzo, in my life. A redneck, this is the first. This is the first time that has ever happened in my life.
See, I've been called a redneck, and I get it because of what I look like. I mean, the long hair, what I'm wearing, all that kind of stuff. I get that, and what I'm driving, all that kind of stuff. I completely get it. I'm not one, but I never have ever in my mind, I've thought of other things that you might be, but I've never thought of you as a redneck. And I don't know how in the world is Mark Ryan a redneck?
Do I have any country boy tendencies to you guys? Do I have any redneck tendencies to you guys? I would love to hear. I would love to hear because I've been called that on today's show. Let's get caught up on some of your text messages. Mark, I believe we live in a culture of hate that no longer allows divergent beliefs but seeks submission through coordinated bullying. Sincerely, Banjo Neal. There is a lot of that going on right now on social media. Another texter says, Mark, it's as simple as this. You can have an opinion as long as it's the same opinion as the popular herd. It's really best in these times to keep your opinions to yourself. That comes from Joe. Joe, you're 100%, like, that's, like, we're vilified if we don't speak, and then when we do speak, people don't like what we hear, what they hear, right? I blame the reporter for asking about the kneeling, another texter says. Right now, the issue is social justice. We don't need a strong statement on the national anthem kneeling. Poor timing for Drew Brees. Next texter says, Mark, I'm with you 100%. All I hear is if you aren't on our side, then you are completely wrong. Well, maybe I'm not on either side, and I won't speak out because of that. People are sharing with you how they're feeling, right? People are being very open. These are not racist people tweeting into the show right now, texting into the show. They're telling you how they feel. You want people to speak up, right? You want people to use their voice, especially if they are from the race that many people consider to be the privileged race. But if you speak up and you share your honest thoughts and you just condemn people without having a conversation with them, you're not going to get people to speak to you anymore. A texter says, Mark, the attacks on Brees, it's not about the flag. The attack on him is because he made it about a flag and an anthem. And what's going on is bigger, way bigger right now than a flag or a song. A man just spent the last 8 minutes of his life begging for his life, and you all are talking about a knee while a flag, and a flag. I didn't even post it, but I am educating my children on how to handle themselves in the presence of cops like the one that took a knee on this man. On this man's neck. I used to look forward to your show, but I'd rather listen to opera now, shaking my head. You got to understand, Texter, we don't have a lot of sports going on right now. Drew Brees is a sports figure, and it is my job to give you my opinion on what's going on. I think he's a great guy, and I think he is being wrongly vilified right now. And if you don't agree with his viewpoint, talk to him about it. Totally agree, Mark Ryan. I'm done if they take the national anthem out. Love the show. Appreciate all that you and Lonzo do. That comes from Andy K. Andy K., thank you so very much. Yeah, I said about an hour ago, because can we replay that Bomani Jones clip right now, Lonzo? Bomani Jones said the NFL is going to have to look at doing away with the national anthem at games. And I made the statement, and I stand by that, that any sport that removes the national anthem will lose me and will not be covered on this show. Period. Period. Any sport that removes the national anthem loses me and will not be covered on this show. Let's hear from Bomani Jones.
I think that the NFL is going to have to seriously consider whether they're going to do the national anthem before games in the ways that they used to, because I do think that there are absolutely going to be players who choose to use that time in order to make a statement. I think that's going to happen, because the truth is that's probably the most powerful that an NFL player can be, is in that time. That's the most visible that they're going to be in talking about this. Like, you know, it's not going to give so much discussion on the broadcast when it comes around, because the league itself is scared to death of offending people. So my guess is you are going to see people who take that route. The question for me, at least, is going to be, is the American public really going to be as offended as has been advertised they are by these actions? And my contention has always been that the average person, even though we talk about it all the time, you'll have the people call up, I still haven't seen myself any evidence that anybody was not watching football because these things happen. And so the league, I think, needs to figure out within itself, if this does happen, how can we approach this like the NBA does, where the NBA didn't have these issues because they worked with their players as opposed to trying to work against them or keep them in control?
Yeah, you take away the anthem, I'm out. Sorry, I'm out. I'm out. Any sport you take away the anthem from, I'm out. All right? We play the national anthem as a show of unity and pride for our country. We live in the greatest nation on earth. We have the highest standard of living on earth. okay? And no, things are not perfect, but we all have voices. We all want to be heard, and we all want to make things better. A texter says, living in Upper Florida equals redneck. A texter making a point here. Another texter says, because Mark is a closet Clemson fan, says a texter here. Another texter says, agree, Mark, this texter, make sure you put ESPN at the start of your text, okay? Why use the flag to address one issue in our society? We have many issues. I am afraid this is showing the younger generation to disrespect what this country stands for. Mark, I hate to see them kneeling during the national anthem. I do want to give African-American players a venue to espouse their point of view. Mark, it's not a race problem. It's cops thinking they have the power to get away with treating people however they want, white, black, or any other race. Also, it's not all cops. And finally, texter says, this household supports your viewpoint and backing of Drew Brees. Thanks for all your tweets, all your texts. Whether you agree or disagree with me, all discourse is welcome here on the show. You're listening to Offsides, Mark and Lonzo, ESPN Upstate. All right. Mark, if the playoff games in college football took away the national anthem, would you not cover college football any longer? Yes, I wouldn't cover college football any longer, and I probably wouldn't have a job here any longer. I think that would be absolutely ridiculous if we can't. Like, that's been part of our American culture for as long as I've been alive. And if you're going to remove if playing the national anthem, if standing for the Pledge of Allegiance is so incendiary, we have far greater problems than playing sports, okay? Playing the national anthem, standing for the national anthem, hand over your heart, is part of the fabric of who we are, okay? Now, I have said on this show, I disagree with Colin Kaepernick kneeling. I wouldn't kneel. I understand why he's doing it. To me, if I'm kneeling, I would feel as though I'm disrespecting the country. That's why I choose to stand, okay? But I understand why many people are upset. I understand why many people feel like their voices aren't being heard. I understand that we need to create positive change. I understand that incidents like that police brutality with George Floyd should never exist. And I completely empathize with the movement and the moment. But it's about action. It's about action, folks. Come on. Mark, I've noticed a dramatic increase in COVID-19 numbers in a lot of states, including the Carolinas. Do you think we are headed for more restrictions? I'm worried about that. I'm honestly worried about that. And I think this particular month, the month of June, is kind of a month to watch where we are here in the upstate because people are getting out and about again. People are getting together to protest and all those things, and I would be lying if I said I wasn't concerned about what we'll see potentially a couple weeks from now. The top five at five is coming your way next. This is Offsides, Mark and Lonzo. We are ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.